Hello, my fellow Perumpians. Today's date is June 28th, 2023. And this is Vinny from New York. And I'm coming to you from New York. Well, I've been speaking with Anthony concerning Valley Electric and his need of an overview and audit, since I do have some background in ordering white-collar crime. And there's some interesting things. I've been looking into, just cursory, I've been looking into some things that are very interesting from information available concerning value audit. Now, what's actually concerning to me is, wow, I mean, I'm going from 2018 figures. I'm seeing quite the lucrative salary structure for your executive board members of this cooperative. For instance, in 2018, a person by, and I don't know who any of these people are, by the way, by the name of Tom Husted, worked 40 hours a week as a CEO from January to May and earned $642,745. I think that's kind of excessive, don't you? You had a person by the name of Angela Evans earning $296,011. Catherine McKenna, chief operating officer, $262,442. Now, this is for a cooperative. I'm kind of curious of your structure at this point. Kenneth Johnson, executive vice president of business development and customer service, $375,954 of 40 hours of said work week. Okay. Can I come there and work, please? Bart Thurgood, $279,780. 45 hours of work. At least he gave an extra 5 hours, like Nathan Johnson did. The executive vice president of broadband, $248,015. Well, executive vice president of engineering, Christine McKetty, $213,942. Mike Hangold, well, you got a little over 200 grand. Now, from what I understand, that's pretty damn good salaries out in Pahrump, Nevada. And hey, I guess if you can get the, the job, what the heck, right? You have at least 26 six-figure salaried persons in our, I am part of the electricity cooperative. And I'm kind of appalled at the amount of remuneration going to 26 members. Now, Jayco Construction Incorporated, out of Ephrata, Washington, for line construction, earned over $1,070,000. You have these are independent contractors. And almost every independent contractor, of which you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, made quite a bit of money. Over every single one of them made over $500,000. Your attorney, Davidson Van Cleef, in Portland, Oregon, Well, he made $613,377. How come this is not being kept in Pahrump? I'd like to know that. That's very interesting to me. So I'm reading some of these documents, and I am basically appalled at the amount of, you know, I shouldn't be appalled. I mean, it's a large area now. There's a lot of people there that are contributing. I have no other place to go. There's no other power company involved. So I just, there's a couple of things I'm really curious about. Your functional expenses, your salaries and wages are over $6,700,000, closer to $6,800,000. Pension plans, $2,588,000. Employee benefits, $2,530,000. And I'm rounding up, by the way. Payroll taxes, $785,500. Now I know why Washington's crying that they don't have enough money. Because they're not taking enough. Oh, gosh. Interesting enough, in 2018, in non-interest-bearing cash, there was $98,141,698 on account. And at the end of the year, they had $15,526,239. This is a not-for-profit. This is supposed to be zeroed out at the end of the year. Why do they have $15 million in there? Unless I'm mistaken, and of course I can be. Absolutely I can be mistaken. One thing I'm not... actually mistaken about is the Schedule C that was filed concerning political campaign and lobbying activities. Why is a not-for-profit involved in giving campaign money to, the Republican caucus, the Democratic caucus, their campaign committees for certain individuals, whether they be Republican, Independent, or Democrat. The committee to elect Olivia Diaz, elect James Oskison, elect Heidi Schwank, elect Heidi Gainsert, elect Chris Brooks, elect Ben Kaif. Or excuse me if I'm killing these names. Elect Aaron Fraud. Elect Stephen Sisolak. I mean, you're talking about $5,000, $2,500, $1,000. I seem to remember from some investigative work I've done in the past, the Johnson resolution, which forbids political campaign activity by these nonprofits. I could be wrong, and I'm sure the attorney that is assigned to the that is working for the power company will correct me. I hope he's right, because I'll check everything he says. I might come out there. You guys, Laxalt for Nevada, $8,000. Wasn't he a governor or a campaign for a governor? Sisolak, $5,000. Why are we sending this money for campaigns? Aren't we supposed to be a cooperative? Aren't we supposed to be taking this excess money and giving it back to the people that own the cooperative? Yeah. We are. That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Why aren't the books zeroed out at the end of the year? In favor of the people that are making the company strong. Do we need to do construction? Of course. Do we need employees? Absolutely. Do they have to be the best employees in the country? I don't know if they are. I don't. I'm being perfectly honest. Coming from New York, everybody out here makes six digits too. I'm not sure if that's what's supposed to be happening in Pahrump, Nevada. You know, I've looked at these things. I've looked at suspicious activity reports. I've read them. I've prosecuted, assisted prosecutors with them. You know, you guys may have an issue here. Consumer deposits as a liability, accumulated provision for post-retirement health benefits. What? Okay, over $2,300,000 in that account. Accrued taxes, $47,300. There we go, less than the post-retirement health benefits. Deferred credits, $3 million and change. Okay. You know, I saw some of this stuff and I just had to say something. I had to get it out of my system because, you know what, if I come out there, when I come out there, we're gonna have to have a deep dive into this. The Valley Electric Association Incorporated, whose employee identification number is 88-008-9964, public information, ladies and gentlemen. They may need a little bit more than a day or two of looking at. Now look at this. With all of these political campaigns, we have part three on your schedule I-4990 of 2018. Number one, to assist individuals in need with their electric bill. In need, may I ask. Those are Pahrumpians in need. There were 334 of them. They were given a grant of a total of $41,383. Now, hold on as I do a quick calculation because I would rather be a little right than a little wrong. So they gave $123.90 to 334 persons in need in Pahrump. They sure didn't do that with their political campaigns. They sure paid out a lot more on that. And I do believe that is not correct. That is not legitimate. If I read this correctly, unless the law has been overturned, somebody got some splaining to do, Lucy. Secondary educational scholarships for cooperative members and or their dependents. So there were a total of 8 dependents who received the scholarship, a total of $9,000. Why aren't we taking care of our own Pahrumpians, my fellow Pahrumpians? Why aren't we taking care of our own? We're taking care of politics and politicians. We're taking care, certainly, of our executive members and board members with exorbitant salaries. Travel. Let me see now. Compensation and social. Oh my goodness, wasn't there a bunch of money spent for travel? Okay. You know what? We are gonna have to get into this. This is a little interesting. You have 19 persons, apparently, officers, trustees, key employees, and highly compensated employees. We're traveling on, they're traveling on our dime. I gotta get into this. I gotta find out a lot of stuff about this. I think you, the people, the listeners of the station, the persons that are concerned mostly with their cooperative, are more concerned than I am. And if you're not, you certainly should be. You absolutely should be. And if you're not, shame on you. But there are some things here. I just don't have enough time. How do you justify over $33,000 for political campaign contributions, $59,000? How do you justify this? When, from what I understand, you're not supposed to be there. Let's talk about this decision that was ruled in the IRS, for the IRS. This is real. You know, I know there's a bunch of good civic-minded individuals in Pahrump. I really do. I know you guys are out there, and you really got to stand up and be counted. It's time. It's really time. Valley Electric Transmission Association disregarded entities for $52 million. I had to say something, everybody, because of what I'm seeing here. You know, I'm not saying anything here. Something looks odd. Something looks odd, and less than copacetic. I mean, if you have charitable foundations that you're contributing less than $50,000 to, that don't even need to be reported on your 990. What are you doing? What are you doing with all this money? Where is it going? Why isn't it going into the pockets of us, the people that pay these bills, which is what a cooperative is supposed to be doing? Why are you bloating? Yes, bloating the top echelon of the company. See, this is what happens when you let something go unchecked. This is what happens. Corruption sets in. And I'm not saying anyone or anybody, anything is corrupt in Valley Electric Association Incorporated. But you know what? It's ripe for the picking. Think about what's happening in our cooperative, ladies and gentlemen. Think about where we are and where we need to be. I'm going to be thinking about it. I'm just looking at cursory things here from New York. I just happen to be in New York right now. I have been here for a while. I haven't been out to Nevada in a while. Well, you know what? Maybe that's going to change. Maybe I'm going to be out to Nevada shortly. And I hope to see my neighbors, brothers and sisters in this cooperative. We have a great sense of community. I know we do. And I want you all to understand, that's all this is. This is a sense of community accountability. So please, make sure our cooperative and all cooperatives are accountable to the people that own them, not the executives who are receiving bloated salaries. This is Vinny from New York. Take care.